Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. Time is tight. In fact, I'm going to hear them in concert real soon. I'm looking forward to that. One of my favorite bands from the Wayback Machine. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, one of our very smart Brain Trust members, founder of bestsmallbizhelp.com, bestsmallbizhelp.com, author of the galactic book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners, now available in how many, a couple of hundred languages, Don?
Well, English and Chinese for sure, but I didn't tell you that it's also in Africa, by the way.
It's not so much in Swahili, too, ladies and gentlemen. So, so check it out. And available in America, wherever books are sold. So, Don, you've got a 5-week challenge that I want you to tell the audience about.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, a lot of people have read the book. If you read the comments on Amazon, they've been phenomenal. But once they read it, you know, they'll reach out to me and say, because my email, by the way, is in the book. And they'll say, you know, well, this is great. I finally understand it after, you know, 10 years in business, 20 years in business. But how do I apply this to my own situation? And so what I developed was a 5-week challenge, 5 weeks to find 50% more profit in your business or you get your money back. And I take them through it. So we basically go through the accounting basis that we talk about in the book, but I do it in video. And they learn those basics, and they drill them down so that it will never be a confusing thing to them again.
What's the first basic?
We talk about the age of the customer, okay? We talk about the fact that retention, building, engagement, relevance, everything you talk about in the age of the customer, we talk about that in the marketing videos. And then we put together a 90-day plan for them, one-on-one.
So you take 5 weeks to get their ship righted.
That's exactly
and
right.
Then you
and
set
the other
them on a 90-day,
is,
and you set them on a path on a 90-day.
Yeah,
plan
I mean they send me their
so
financials.
So they can execute. They can in that 90 days. They then execute with the cleaned up house that you've helped them with.
That's right. And here's the thing: when you go to a doctor, what do? They take you through a diagnostics, right? So everybody that's in this program sends me their financials, and I pour over them, and I grill them, and we see what's working and what's not working, and that becomes the seeds of the plan. And I've got to tell you, we've had unbelievable results.
What's the first step?
The first step is they've got to watch the accounting basics, right? If you drive a car, you got to. If you play a game, you got to learn how to keep score. If you drive a car, you need to learn how to read your financial dashboard. It's your GPS for running your business. So you got to learn how to read your income statement, cash flow statement, and balance sheet.
But Don, there's one for way. I'm sorry to tell you this, and you know, but I'm sorry to say it. For way too many small businesses, they don't have the records to produce.
Well, and that's right. So we find that out the hard way when they can't send me their financials and so. There are resources that they can reach out to, and in a week's time, you can put that stuff together.
Right. Yeah.
But they have
to
have it. And you know what, Jim? Here's the big head fake. Nobody talks about this. You don't have financials for the IRS for filing your taxes at the end of the year. You have those financials for you, business owner.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and how many business owners do you know that look at your cash flow statement every week, which you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
How many people look at their income statement once a month, which you also need to do? Or, getting back to age of the customer, okay, how many people know which customers are even profitable?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they never look at their customer base by profitability.
This is the kind of stuff that you've got to do if you want to consider yourself to be a serious business owner with a sustainable business. If you want to play business owner, then don't do any of the things that Don's talking about. If you just want to play at it, if you just want to muck around and mess around and act like you know what you're doing, be an actor, if you want to pose as a small business owner, then don't do what Don says. But if you want to be a real business owner who can not only sustain their business, but actually plan for and accomplish and execute success, you got to do what she's telling you.
Hey, Jim, let me give you an example, okay? And you're right. So here's a guy who's been in business 17 years. He's a used car auto dealer,
mm-hmm.
and very well respected. So he's got four businesses. He's got the credit business, the sales business, the servicing business, and he also has a bunch of tow trucks. So we pulled his business apart, and we realized the only business that was making money was the towing business. Okay?
Hmm.
So in a one-hour conversation, we didn't find him 50% gross margin, 50% additional profitability. We found him about 500%.
Wow.
So I said to him, you could, no joke, cut the size of your business by 60% and you could make an additional $100,000 a month.
How many times have I said on this show, folks, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
That's right. And bigger is not better.
That's exactly right.
Right.
It takes a toll on everything. Bigger comes at a cost.
Well, it does,
even
but
if
it
it's
also
successful,
requires that you
even
scale.
If it's successful, yeah. Even if it's successful, it comes at a cost.
Yeah.
And that cost has to be justified with some kind of return.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And you know what, Jim, was really interesting? There are people that have been in business 15 years, and they don't understand that to win at that game is to grow your profits and your cash flow, and you can do that with your existing customer base. You
right.
don't have to go out there, social media,
well,
marketing,
when we come back, when we come back, will you help us do that, what you just,
absolutely.
Last thing you just said?
Sure.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. How about this? Yeah, I know it. We like her, too. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The book is called Accounting for the Numberphobic. All of you folks listening in China, it's going to be available to you any minute now, so you're going to want to look for it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.